Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hair.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N Word. Of course, I want to hear from you, so give me a call. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. If you're afraid to call in, of course, we take emails of your questions, comments, concerns at smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Once again, questions, comments, concerns, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. If you social network, you're on Facebook, you can ask to join the Smooth Drama group, myself or Mr. J, he of the shiny mustache, will add you. Once again, you want to get into the Smooth Drama group, myself or Mr. J, he of the shiny mustache, will add you. I kid, Mr. J. Maybe. Also, if you, wherever you find Smooth Drama, request permission to board, and more than likely, I'll let you on the plane. So, anywhere you find Smooth Drama, talk to me. I'll talk to you back, and we can have a conversation or a group of conversations. And last but not least, we encourage you to go to the site, smoothdrama.com, and have a chat room. If you want to get in on the chat room, we do an after the show chat, like the first 10 minutes after the show's over. And that's it. So it's like an after Smooth Drama thing. So if you're interested in that, smoothdrama.com. Where you can go and find out by myself and my fellow co-hosts and people who collaborate with Smooth Drama. All right. So, everybody knows about the rain. You know, it's been a little rain in the Bay Area. Then it got warmer, whatnot. I read that over in Russia, if you got rained on, you felt some drops, and maybe if your skin started burning, whatnot, it wasn't necessarily rain. According to reports, some Russian priests prepared holy water aboard the airplane, and they were pouring it out of the plane and blessing the Russian city of Tver, Ivor, one of those. It's kind of funny. you think about, oh, we're blessing the city. It just dropped, and they're just raining holy water on you. I don't know how I feel about that, because one, you start talking about folks is dropping stuff on you from the sky. So, me being the conspiracy theorist that I am, people dropping stuff, you don't know if it's biological warfare, whatnot. I mean, they're priests, but priests have done some pretty horrible things throughout history. Not just talking about the people that was on slave ships, talking about the grace of the Lord while taking the humanity from other people. We're also talking about most of the wars were in the name of our loving God, spurred on by priests. And now they're dropping holy water. Yeah, you keep that. Nothing to do with your holy water or any of the other things. But apparently they were marking the unofficial sobriety day holiday on September 11th. So they cleansed their city with 18 gallons of holy water. That's a lot of water. Just dropping it. Now, you know, if you're into rituals, whatnot, that seems a tad bit ritualistic. Depending on what you believe, your spiritual person you're into, your Wicca or whatever, the fact that they're praying over you and dropping water and who knows whatever the hell else they're doing. I will watch out for that. Makes me wonder sometimes when you see these planes over the city, are people doing ritualistic things overhead also? That's just my conspiracy theory. That's all. I could be wrong. I've been wrong before. Sometimes, maybe. Anyway, something that I don't think I'm wrong about. Well, there's a Chinese pet owner who paid $35,000 to clone his dead cat. Yan Kong is the name of China's first cloned cat. Apparently, this guy, Huang Yu, wanted his grand white cat, Garlic, who died from a urinary tract infection at 2 years old. He was just so distraught. I gotta have another one. So he had old Yan Kong cloned. Now, I wonder, like the whole cloning thing. Wouldn't you just get another cat that looks similar if you're into that? I'm trying to think. Is the clone going to have the same characteristics? Is the clone going to have that same mindset? Are they going to remember? Yeah. So I go into this saying, so clones, are they the same human being? Are they the same animal? You know, we mixing it back and forth, right? Are they the same? Because you have to wonder. There's a lot of people do cloning as far as I got to have my animal back. And so my question would be, what is the difference between a clone and the actual animal? No, that's born from two parents, right? Is there a difference? I mean, because we talk about breeding, whatnot, but at the same time, you just have two dogs that you want to create, or two pets, because people breed cats, people breed dogs, people breed all kinds of animals. But then when you scientifically select some things and it's done in the laboratory, is there a major difference? Is there something that you do differently? Is there some gene splicing, whatnot? And one, I'm just talking about, he paid $35,000. Who's to say that they didn't just find a cat that looked like the one that you had? Hey, here you go. Here's your clone kitty. Here's your Yan Kong. And they just pocket the money. Not that I'm saying that they would do that, but it just seems kind of $35,000 to clone an animal. I mean, what do you pay to clone a human? And for people, for example, you have people who can't conceive children? Do you pay instead of adopting to clone a human? Would you take your DNA and somebody else's DNA and put that into a human, and you know, you have a kid? Is that the new way we're gonna be doing that super soldier thing? Just a thought. I mean, I think it is weird stuff, especially since it comes up like that all the time. Another example, in Japan, they're creating human rodent hybrids for organ harvesting. So what the scientists are doing, yeah, that's some sci-fi stuff, right? But what scientists are doing, who are involved in the study, they're injecting human cells into rat and mice embryos. And the researchers plan to follow the development of the resulting creatures' organs over the course of 2 years after the baby hybrids are born. And so these animal-human hybrids, their organs are going to be harvested for people to use. Now, this is not a foreign concept, because they've been doing it for years with pigs. They've been growing pigs in sterile environments and growing animal parts. Now, this takes the whole "I don't do red meat" or that other white meat to a whole other level, because obviously it's pig, right? You say you swine, and so I have swine ear. It's funny, but it's not funny, because we're talking about they're going to harvest the organs. They're going to grow the organs in rats. So there was a book long time ago, not that long, but I believe it was called, and they did a movie on it too, called The Island of Dr. Moreau, where he did these sort of experiments where he was mixing human DNA with animals. So it's not a new concept. I mean, the same concept goes for Frankenstein, right? You throw together a whole bunch of different parts of human beings and you bring them to life. Only this concept is live creature. You're growing it in the lab. So my question would be, do people see that as an abomination? I mean, do you think it's cool? What are the implications of the future? If you have human rats, I mean, do they stay the size of regular rats? Do they grow human size? And all of a sudden they have, you know, they have gristle bones. It's a whole other elevated creature. Would that be, you know, because I always joke about AI and robots taking over. I tell kids all the time, hey, you learn how to program and you'll be programmed, the whole Matrix Terminator thing. But let's say you're creating these enhanced beings in the under the guise of organ harvesting, but what if you don't get to harvest their organs? What if they develop into a whole other species? like we talk about in the comic books, the mutants, whatnot. You could be creating your own doom. Or we could say that this could be like in what you call mythology. There were a lot of minotaurs, animal-human hybrids, whatnot. Maybe we are just doing it again. So we're creating the creatures of lore or our mythology, which could possibly not have been mythology, but could actually be what the ancient scientists did before they had to blow the whole thing up because these creatures was trying to kill everybody. I don't know. It's all conjecture. It could be speculation. It could be true. Just a thought. Because I always think that if scientists are involved, especially with the mindset that these dudes have, they don't necessarily care about the social implications or the implications, period. I had a breakthrough. You know, like Einstein is smart because he created the atomic bomb that can kill everybody on Earth. So if that's the measure of intelligence, then what's the measure of intelligence of people who create something from vermin that, one, rats are damn near indestructible, and you're putting that in the human body with potential human mindset, with the potential of the evil that comes with that. Just a thought. I just go there for no reason. And I probably just need to go on break because I'm thinking too much on it. So I'm going to get away from this. This is OMB Bloodbath, RTG Freestyle.
Seem like I'm a pint of chicken out fast. So we picking out Lambo, we picking out castles. So we skipping past the past and sticking better to feel good to get it. When a nigga ain't heavy, and I gotta stick and move, so a nigga ain't stabbing. I watch my own back, cause this nigga might stab it. Nigga had less of this, the same nigga might dab it. Nigga wildin' for the click, the same nigga might rap. The shit I'm living in, it ain't no make believe. I'm made by the payment, I feel like the future made for me. Was on the corner every day like this the place to be. My nephew got killed when he was 8 and made me hate the street. Oh, shit, there I go wishing again. Think that I can talk to Tristan again. And I'm talking to me, push feet back with a fifth in the wind. With my eyes closed, listen to Ken. I just be missing my friends. They don't want me to make them feel it again. Or turn me back into that villain again. I told Shaq, hurry home, cause I got my nigga still in the pen. Tell him, don't worry, we'll be winning again. Hey, look. You know what's up, and if it's up, well then it's fuck the niggas. I'm bound to bust, I do too much, man, I can't trust the niggas. They come for us, but we too much, and we gon' cut the niggas. Man, fuck all this shit, I'm finna trust the niggas. What a feeling when me and the money cut hands. I'm out the gutter trying to bubble like a crushed hand. I know legends out the hood that really touch in. And the feds came swooping like a dustbin. That's just the way of life. And it'll always give you options if you're weighing right. It'll determine where you lay at night. And if you see a kid face tonight, I know niggas that made me face and had to face the face. They were just trying to hit a lick and really pay the price. But freedom niggas on the concrete canvas, I was taking risks in the midst of feeding their family. We know your intentions, but the mission wasn't fathoming. The same thing that you love, did you end up damaging? Tell me, can you handle it? That felt like abandonment. Them bitches started switching and them niggas started vanishing. They want it real again, want something they can feel again. I just gotta thank for the blanks and I can feel them in. I just sip the chain of the drink and I ain't feeling shit. Pride how his feelings is, I don't know what my feelings is. Me and my niggas on the same shit like a synonym. And all your niggas sweet like an Eminem, ain't feeling them. Nigga had to switch it up, had to get a new tape. Tight like a shoelace, rolling with the blue face. I'm a thug quick to fade a nigga like a boostay. And I'll get to love me like a new lace on Tuesday. Knowing that my demon pull up squeezing like some toothpaste. Hit the curb. Pop a nigga nerve like a toothache. When Monk had funk, he used to pop it to the tube break. And he's ready for the world like a due date. Three months, and Jenny. In the heavens. Be with you. Be lit. Feel the game. Feel the game. Be ready. You know what I'm saying? Break down, baby. Still shit, can't lose, man. Still feel the gold, man.
Together you got the smooth drummer, smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drum with your host, Mr. F the N Word. That was OMB Bloodbath, RTG Freestyle. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right. So, I believe the term is, let me get it ready. Let's get ready to rumble! I can't do it. I want to do it, but I can't do it. I try. Saudi Arabia was attacked, right? And so they're blaming Iran. So, you know, we've been talking about coming after Iran for a couple years now. And so Saudi Arabia, they're pointing the finger at Iran and some of the senators, whatnot, are calling for an attack on Iran. For example, Senator Tom Tillis of North Carolina said it's very clearly a smoking gun. I don't think you can have something that just goes unanswered. And they're pushing for Republican senators are pushing for a proportionate U.S. response to Saturday's missile attack on oil facilities in Saudi Arabia, which they say likely originated in Iran. Now, see, here's where that fishy stuff comes in, as they say. Likely originated in Iran. So, in today's world, with all the technology that we have available, you know, they watch and record pretty much everything. I mean, that's the Edward Snowden thing, right? Where he talks about in detail, and he's releasing his new book, by the way, which they're trying to sue him about, and of course still trying to put him in jail behind it. The fact that the government surveils pretty much everything in the vast United States, and we're just talking about the stuff that we do as regular citizens, right? So you're telling me that missiles can fire from somewhere. And with all the technology we have, and Saudi Arabia, they're pretty rich. They got a little money there in Saudi Arabia. Just a little bit. You telling me that nobody can tell where the missiles originated from? Seems kind of obvious that we're setting up for yet another war. I mean, obviously, we're wrapping up what 40-50 years of war in Afghanistan, so we need a new one. I already wrecked Libya, wrecked Syria, wrecked Iraq. So hey, Iran's the only one left. We haven't kind of destabilized that whole spot, right? So satellite imagery, I'm thinking, and maybe I'm just speaking out my ass or something, I'm just thinking that with the satellite imagery technology that we have today, we can find where the missiles come from. I'm just guessing that somewhere there's a picture of where that originated. Just a thought. And two, the fact that, one, we as a country, I say the United States says that they have to respond. Or people talk about they have to respond. I'm like, have we sold millions, billions of dollars worth of weapons to Saudi Arabia? They can't defend themselves? Kind of rich. So when you're rich, you can kind of like raise money for an army. So if Iran did do something, then Saudi Arabia would be like, hey, look, we gonna come get you. And that should be a Iran-Saudi Arabia kind of fight. Not a, hey, United States is like, look, you can't be picking on my rich homie like that. Now we got to come and break up everything and put McDonald's and KFC in Iran. That's kind of what happens. So somebody blames something on somebody and they pick a nation like, all right, who do we need to break up so that we can bring McDonald's and KFC to that region? And of course, democracy. And so Iran's next up for KFC. Next up to bat. Although they might get a Subway too. And get some Subway up in the Middle East, up in Iran. Cause that's what it comes down to, right? United States come in, and plus, you know, when money gets tight, You gotta steal from somebody. I mean, bring justice to someone. Which is what we're doing. We're gonna be bringing justice to the region. We're gonna avenge our brothers in Saudi Arabia, even though they're not officially allies of the United States. But we're gonna revenge Saudi Arabia, even though Saudi Arabia has weapons. Saudi Arabia should be able to defend themselves, but we're going to defend them because that's how we roll. Or something like that. I mean, once again, I could just be talking out my ass. But in the next month or so, you start hearing that drum up to fight Iran. We gotta stop Iran because, one, we broke off the nuclear talks and they're trying to have nuclear weapons so that they can destroy the world. You know that talk. Iran is one of the deadliest nations on Earth. They have a potent army, and if they get nuclear weapons, oh my gosh, we don't know what they're going to do. That kind of thing, that kind of talk. Then you hear that. Just remember I said it. Long time ago, I said it, and it's kind of here again, but it's like it's really here now. And this way, when you go to war, you don't really get rid of the president while you're at war. And two, it's money to be made. Once again, we're bringing Subway, McDonald's. Maybe Burger King's moved up and they'll be there. I don't know. Sprite. All that. Anyway. Talk about something even better. So, there was a little controversy over a fashion brand that debuts school shooting hoodies complete with the bullet holes. there's a it's called Beastroy. And they came out their spring 2020 menswear collection over this weekend, and it was, it's on Instagram. They have four new hoodies featuring the names of schools devastated by mass shootings: Sandy Hook, Marjorie Stoneman Douglas, Columbine, and Virginia Tech. And each one of the hoodies are riddled with what would be known as bullet holes. And so there are people who comment saying it's disgusting, callous, and revolting. Obviously, family members and survivors of the school shootings, they spoke out against it. You know, survivors call it disgusting. And I can't necessarily argue that. But at the same time, we have imagery of a lot of things that are disgusting and that make money. And some things that are honored. I mean... I see both sides on this, because one side is saying, hey, because I don't know if this is going to make a lot of money, but it's like you put this out there like, hey, there's a lot of school shootings. Now, obviously, we don't talk about the root cause of the problem and how to solve that problem with the school shootings, but it's putting it out there like, hey, look, this is a deplorable situation. So if you look at the images on the gram, as they call it, you'll see people taking pictures and people having serious looks, and the models have a serious look as they point at the bullet holes, and they have that look like, look, this is something that you shouldn't forget. And I understand the people who obviously had to go through a lot of pain because they lost loved ones, you know, during these shootings. I mean, it's a terrible thing. Losing a family member to a senseless act of violence, never a good thing. No, as someone who actually experienced something like that, it's a horrible feeling. And to be reminded of it, which actually I am on the daily, this is a Groundhog Day thing when we start talking about, you know, for those of you who know, I lost my nephew shot by the police. And so you see it every day. And so are you desensitized to it? Or is it something that hurts all the time? And can that hurt stop? You know, because every time I see a police shooting or a young black man killed by the police, yeah, you could say a piece of you is chipped at, right? It's like that whole, well, you stuck the knife in 12 inches. You pull it out 3. And then another shooting happens and say, oh, you stuck it in 2 more inches. Then you pull it out 3 more inches. It's still in there. And it still hits constantly. So, I mean, I see that. And so now it's like, so what is the conversation when we talk about these school shootings? Now, obviously, there are people who say gun control. Say, hey, we're going to ban these assault weapons, and that should solve the problem. But most folks who understand these things know that these mass shootings have been around since the dawn of this country. We've had marauding domestic terrorists since forever. So you say, what, after the Civil War and the Union Army leaves, we had the Reconstruction. And then after that, you can say that this is the beginning of domestic terrorism here in the United States. Because we'll just say slavery was just, I won't say domestic terrorism. I would just say that was just inhumane treatment of other people, mainly black folks, by people who I do not consider as human. I deny their historical humanity. We talk about the people who signed the Constitution, whatnot, and their lofty ideals. But at the end of the day, it took them an extra day to decide that I was not human. I was not a whole human just for voting purposes. So, one, I'm not even going to give them humanity at all. It's y'all something else. We're something else. Still something else in my mind. But humans, not one of them. And I'm talking about in a disgusting light. I have no good words just to say that there's no humanity there. And so now we talk about these domestic terrorists who exist from a frame point of some misguided idea that they're being persecuted. You know, and I mean, we know it's no secret. It's young white males. Well, it's just white males, because there's some older ones too. We've had a proliferation of mass shootings, mostly perpetrated. Well, 99%, 99.999% perpetrated by angry white males who are mad because of something. We haven't figured it out yet, but they're just mad about something. I mean, we've heard lone gunman theory. We don't know why they're mad, whatnot. What was their motive? It just, they just wanted to shoot a lot of people. I mean that's what we say. It's not funny, but it just, We get the same definition. They were crazy. It's mental health. And I won't disagree with that. Obviously, you're mentally imbalanced if you just feel like, I want to kill a lot of people, not because they did something to me, but just because. You know, and so that's that whole, you question their humanity, whatnot. And so this notion that we're upset over the portrayal of shootings, and we have the names, and the problem is just the gun control, whatnot. I think one is a mischaracterization of what the problem is. I mean, because we're talking about domestic terrorism at the highest order, and we're talking about a group of individuals who are terrorists, which they go unchecked because no one is condemning, you know, the systematic racism and the empowerment that is given to these individuals. Not because they are protectors of the American people, but just because they're just white men and they're angry, even though they're winning, because I don't think you can walk around anywhere in America and say, you know what, white man is losing and everybody else is winning. That's not the American picture. Now, obviously, they may not be getting what they think they should be getting, but that's a white man to white man conversation. Because, I mean, most folks who understand how it goes know that what 90% of the resources are in the hand of like 10% of the population. And 10% of the resources are being shared by a split by 90%. And so the fact that they have to share a little bit more of their 10% is just like, oh, overwhelming. So we're going to shoot the people that we're sharing 10% with instead of going at the people that have that 90%. It is insane. And maybe we should look at it from a mental class. I can't shoot my oppressors because I want to grow up to be my oppressor one day. I want to grow up to be the oppressor one day. Is that why we can't do it? I don't know. I just be thinking sometimes. Am I allowed to say I be thinking? Is that grammatically incorrect? I just be thinking. And I should not be thinking. I should not be thinking. Okay, I'm going crazy now. All right. On that note, I probably should go on break again because it's about that time. This is MERS, the Hulk.
The beat changed me into a beast. I started knocking out teeth. The other rappers can't eat. I'm from the streets, not the sidewalk. They listen when I talk. Another rapper dead, and they saying that it's my fault. I have the recollection of the vivid vivisection. I will not be blamed for you niggas' imperfections. My lines are like antennas, mixed with predator with venom. I murder them to the rhythm. You got a crew to send them. I'm 2 decades deep. You niggas should have stayed asleep. Since the late 90s, I've been spitting with the same thing. Same clip and the same 45s. Get out of line and you must be ready to die. I'm polished like Mr. Wallace. Take knowledge when I demolish and leave in these niggas' voices like the Electoral College. Quit playing, you know it ain't about numbers. The game ain't seen no brothers like Merce, the Ninth Wonder. I don't mix my Henny with coke. I call it the Incredible Hulk. I don't mix my Henny with coke. I call it the Incredible Hulk. I call it the Incredible Hulk. I call it the Incredible Hulk. I don't mix my Henny with coke. I call it the Incredible Hulk. Bruce Banner gamma ray shit when I spray, bitch. Don't know what to say, that's every day. I'm from LA tricking. Don't play stupid because we showed you where the dots go. It ain't another city that's fucking with a taco. Pride over simple shit, we ride over little shit. Catch an enemy slipping, we rolling down the window quick. Blood cuz homes, niggas get their thug on. Bad bitch you ever seen with a mean mother on? Come on, it's the state of mind. I made to shine sunbeams. You need sunscreen when I say these rhymes. I'm wearing Ray-Bans and spray tans and never go with mental like the presidential Satan. Say man, hand claps for the emphasis. Born a city with women as pretty as Disney princesses. Niggas is just an infamous. Serving suckers with sentences. Y'all is just my apprentices. That's how I know I'm infinite. I don't mix my Henny with coke. I call it the Incredible Hulk. I don't mix my Henny with coke. I call it the Incredible Hulk. I call it the Incredible Hulk. I call it the Incredible Hulk. I don't mix my Henny with coke. I call it the Incredible Hulk.
Together you got smooth drummer, smooth
welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N Word. That was MERS, the Hulk. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right. So, as always, you know, I talk about that Groundhog Day. That thing that happens again and again every day, based off one of my favorite movies of all time, Groundhog Day. You just get trapped in the same day, and the same thing happens over and over again. And as you saw Bill Murray, he got frustrated because it's like, man, the same shit happens every day. How can I get out of this nightmare? It's kind of how black folks feel, right? It's like trapped in this nightmare every day. How do we get out of it? And so you start thinking, like he did. He was like, what can I do to make things better? So he worked on making things better, and eventually he got to the next day. Now, obviously, we're talking about a movie, and at the same time, I'm talking about real life. So I guess we just, let's just go into Groundhog Day.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
So what is that shit that happened again? So, yeah, we talk about how education is important, whatnot. And most folks saw how Felicity Huffman, she got, what, 14 days for, you know, bribing her kids into school, right? And we know there was a black woman a few years back who got 4 years for lying about her address so that her kid can go to a better school. And the Groundhog Day here is real simple, right? White people can do stuff at a higher level of, and this is a shout out to the late Robin Harris, crookedstivity, the highest level of crookedstivity, because I'm just making up words at this point. Don't matter what you're going to do. Anyway, crookedstivity, Felicity Huffman, and the other broad, and now it comes out, a Canadian woman, she paid $400,000 to get her kid into UCLA. So basically they were saying that the kids were athletes, and that's how they got them into the school, and they paid that money, and they went to the school. And 14 days. And I'm guessing it'll be a minimum facility. It's not gonna be in one of them hardened jails. Ain't gonna be the county, right? Probably, you know, be a hard thing for her, but at the same time, it won't be the roughest 2 weeks, because I'm guessing she ain't going to have to run into Big Bertha or anybody else that might do her harm in jail. But, you know, I mean there's a whole bunch of stuff on net. Like, they were talking about Crystal Mason, how she got 5 years in prison for casting a provisional ballot in 2016 election. And once again, the black woman, and somebody help me out here, I can't remember her name, but she got 4 years for sending her kid to a better school. I mean, education is important, and schools that support your child and put your child on the path, to prosperity. I mean, because a lot of that is It's mental. Networks, the coping skills that you develop help you later on in life. And if you have a positive educational atmosphere, it can take you a long way. As we know, because people pay a whole lot of money so that their kids can have that experience, even though these kids didn't deserve to be there. So basically what had happened was Felicity Huffman and other rich people's kids have been taking spots away from more deserving candidates, which is the true crime here, right? Because we know some of these universities are tough to get in, right? Because there's a lot of applicants, and there are a lot of people who are trying to change their circumstances via education, and they are not allowed to, because we have rich people who pay for their undeserving, underwhelming children to get in so that they can prosper and continue their reign of prosperity. I think that's what I was looking for. That's the Groundhog Day there. Just a little bit. You can do that, and that happens, and you look at it for what it is. It's a social thing. It's what happens. Rich people, via being rich, can circumvent the quote unquote system and take opportunities away from deserving students by putting their kids in who are very undeserving, probably unspectacular in every way imaginable. But they're in. Just saying. It's kind of what happens. Been happening. The Groundhog Day. Now, I did see something that kind of a tangent that I've been on for a while now. There were a couple of high school football players. They died in separate on-field accidents this past week. Peter Webb, a sophomore at Southwest Covenant in Oklahoma, and Alex Miller, a senior at Roane County High School in West Virginia, both died after sustaining injuries during the school football games last Friday. It's something that, yeah, you know, I talked about how you can see how the NFL and American football in general can die a slow death. Now, obviously, I've been one. I have not watched football past couple of years. This will be year three where me and Kaepernick don't have a job. I'm like, you know what? Yeah, he got settlement money, whatnot, but that's money that he should have got for playing instead of having them opportunities taken away from him. I mean, people have that narrative about that, but hey, he was not able to perform his craft because people didn't agree with his political stance. And so, you know, I'm like, you know what? I don't watch football. I don't really miss the NFL. You know, at first you think, it's going to kill you, but not really. I'm good. And so when I see and hear about these accidents, I mean, one, you talk about how the research says, as I'll keep bringing it up, playing football is like getting into a car wreck every week. And so you see this where kids are dying playing football. They're dying. And the proliferation of flag football, and the dying out of peewee football. Because for me, as a parent, grandparent, I wouldn't necessarily want my kid playing football. I mean, we talk about one as an institution. No other countries in the world really play American football. It's an exclusivity that we own proudly, right? You have the data that says what it does. Now, so you start thinking about your baby getting into a car wreck every week playing football, and them not developing. And so that's why I said there's a difference between the athletes. Because you hear about some despicable things that football players do that are weird. They, like, you hear about Antonio Brown. There's another woman that just came out and said, hey, you know what? I was doing something, and he was behind me jerking off while I was painting a picture. I mean, stuff like that. You hear weird stuff when it comes to football players. Now, I'm not going to say that it's all the head trauma, but I'm going to guess all the head trauma may have a little bit to do with it. Because, yeah, there are some crazy athletes who play soccer. There's some crazy athletes who play baseball. There's some crazy athletes who play basketball, tennis, whatever. Crazy is just, you know, crazy doesn't have a sport per se. But the football stuff, they're on a whole other level of crazy. I mean, because one, they, you know, the virtue of their sport is I can hurt and maim the other person more than they can hurt and maim me. And taking advantage of it. And we're talking about one, constant head injury since you were a little kid. Are we to say that that doesn't negatively affect mental capacity? I mean, that's what we're talking about. Does that not affect the mental capabilities of an individual when they were a little kid getting hit in the head? Constantly getting hit in the head is not an issue and would not affect a normal human being. That's what we're saying. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a scientist. I can say that freely. I'm just going to say this, though, and be clear. Maybe we should look at it for what it is. People who get hit all the time and have brain damage, because we say don't shake babies. Getting hit as a formative youth and an adult on a constant level in the head might not be a good idea. And it might negatively affect you over time. Just a thought. And on that note, I'm Mr. F the N-word. And this is another Smooth Drama production. And go over to smoothdrama.com. We'll do a little after thing. I'm out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast. Smooth.
She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth
drama.